Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I'm your host, Elder Lydia Topa. It is so good to have you with me once again for this episode of A Year in the Word. Amen. Today we're coming from Ecclesiastes chapters 5 and 6. Ecclesiastes chapters 5 and 6 from the New King James Version of the Word of God. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we give you glory and we give you honor. We give you praise as we come before your presence, as we enter in, Lord God, to your presence. We just thank you, Lord God, for all that you are and for all that you have done, for your great mercy that you had toward each and every one of us, for your grace, your unmerited favor. Though we didn't deserve it, you shower us with blessings and graciousness and truth and love. Lord God, we thank you. We adore you today, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, we give you praise and we give you glory. We honor you in all of your majesty and all of your sovereignty and all of your graciousness and all of your goodness and all of your strength and all of your love, Lord God, that you've shown toward mankind. Oh, Lord God, and that you've shown toward us as individuals. Oh, Lord God, we can look back at portions of our lives and even in the present, Lord God, and see where the hand of the Lord was moving and is moving. Oh, Lord, we thank you today. We thank you, Lord God. We give you glory, honor, and praise as we go forward in your word, asking, Lord God, that you open our minds and our hearts to receive today that you have designated, that portion that you have set aside just for us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Help us to receive it today, Lord God. Help us, Lord God, to walk up right before you, Lord God, according to your standing and the purpose that you place within each and every one of us, moving us, oh God. Even now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God, rebuke the spirit of the enemy that has come against our purpose, that has come against our destiny, that has come against our walk, that has come against our obedience, that has come against the good that is in our life. Amen. The abundance that you promised and that you came for, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Move, Lord God, every obstacle. Destroy every yoke of the enemy right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Pulverize it to power. Outer, Lord God, and cause us to be able to walk on it into our destiny in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, open our minds and hearts, Lord Jesus, to receive knowledge, wisdom, and understanding as we go forward in reading your word, Lord God, and as we go forward in our day in obedience to you and all that we say and all that we do, making preparation to do that you put in our hands to do, Lord God. Some of us, Lord God, moving forward in it, strengthen your people, oh God. Oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, and endue us with power, refresh us, Lord God, anoint us. Realign us, reposition us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Move, Lord, in us right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen, amen, amen. We give glory and honor to the Lord because he is God. Amen, and there is no other, there's none, no other name, amen, given under heaven whereby we must be saved except the name of Jesus, and we give him glory, honor, and praise. Amen. We give glory to the God. Amen. To the God that has all power, is all seeing and all knowing and omnipresent. We give him honor today. Amen. We're reading from Ecclesiastes chapters 5 and 6. Amen. Walk prudently when you go to the house of God and draw near to hear rather than to give the sacrifices of fools, for they do not know that they do evil. Do not be rash with your mouth, and let not your heart utter anything hastily before God. For God is in heaven, and you are on earth. Therefore, let your words be few. For a dream comes through much activity, and a fool's voice is known by his many words. A fool's voice is known by his many words. When you make a vow to God, do not delay to pay it, for he has no pleasure in fools. Pay what you have vowed. Better not to vow than to vow and not pay. Do not let your mouth cause your flesh to sin, nor say before the messenger of God that it was an error. Why should God be angry at your excuse and destroy the work of your hands? For in the multitude of dreams and many words, there is also vanity. But fear God. Oppression of the poor and the violent perversion of justice and righteousness in a province. Do not marvel at the matter, for high officials watches over high official, and higher officials are over them. Moreover, the profit of the land is for all. Even the king is served from the field. He who loves silver will not be satisfied with silver, nor he who loves abundance with increase. This also is vanity. When goods increase, they increase who eat them. So what profit have the owners except to see them with their eyes? The sleep of a laboring man is sweet, whether he eats little or much. But the abundance of the rich will not permit him to sleep. There is a severe evil which I have seen under the sun. Riches kept for those their owner is his hurt, but those riches perish through misfortune. When he begets a son, there is nothing in his hand. As he came from his mother's womb, naked shall he return. To go as he came, and he shall take nothing from his labor, which he may carry away in his hand. And this soul shall he go. And what profit has he who has labored for the wind? All his days he also eats in darkness, and he has much sorrow in sickness and anger. Here is what I have seen. It is good and fitting for one to eat and drink, and to enjoy the good of all his labor in which he toils under the sun all the days of his life, which God gives him. For it is his heritage. As for every man to whom God has given riches and wealth and given him power to eat of it, to receive his heritage and rejoice in his labor, this is the gift of God. For he will not dwell unduly on the days of his life, because God keeps him busy with the joy of his heart. There is an evil which I have seen under the sun, and it is common among men. A man to whom God has given riches and wealth and honor, so that he lacks nothing for himself of all he desires, yet God does not give him power to eat of it, but a foreigner consumes it. This is vanity, and it is an evil affliction. If a man begets 100 children and lives many years, so that the days of his years are many, soul is not satisfied with goodness, or indeed he has no burial. I say that a stillborn child is better than he, for it comes in vanity and departs in darkness, and its name is covered with darkness. Though it has not seen the sun or known anything, this has more rest than that man, even if he lives 1,000 years twice, but has not seen goodness. Do not all go to one place? All the labor of a man is for his mouth, and yet the soul is not satisfied. For what more has the wise man than the fool? What does the poor man have? Who knows how to walk before the living? Better is the sight of the eyes than the wandering of desire. This also is vanity and grasping for the wind. Whatever one is, he has been named already. For it is known that he is man, and he cannot contend with him who is mightier than he. Since there are many things that increase vanity, how is man the better? For who knows what is good for a man in life? All the days of his vain life, which he passes like a shadow. Who can tell a man what will happen after him under the sun? I have read and you have heard from Ecclesiastes chapters 5 and 6 from the New King James Version of the Word of God. Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and most of all the doers of his word, and sanctify the truth in all of our hearts in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. The writer of this book, Ecclesiastes, is Solomon. Amen. That he was also nicknamed in this, the preacher. Glory to God. And he found that all things under the sun is vanity unless, amen, you fear God and keep his commandments. Amen. And he will let us know at the end of this book exactly that, as he sums up everything that he's learned and everything that he's seen, and with all the wisdom that God has given, that life, amen, is worthless without God, amen, but it is of a great abundance with him. Jesus himself said he came that we might have life, and that more abundantly, amen, and that is what the word of God is all about, bringing us back out of our alienated relationships into our purposeful place, our intended place, back into a relationship with the God of the universe. Jesus came that we might have life, I repeat, and that more abundantly. Glory to God, not just for the then and there, but for the here and for the now. Call on his name. Glory to God. His name is Jesus, and his word says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, they shall be saved. Glory to God, call on his name today. And even as Jeremiah said, call on the Lord, on the name of the Lord, and he will answer and show you great and mighty things that you know not of. Glory to God in the highest. We honor him on today. Amen. And we give, amen, thanks to him for all that he's done and for his great salvation that he has wrought, and that he is doing it right now, bringing forth salvation with his mighty hand, even in your life and in mine, to the glory of God. Amen. Amen. I hope you will continue to join me. Amen. As we continue in this journey through a year in the Word. Amen. Oh, glory to God in the highest. Thank you, Jesus.